Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people.
All right, so good morning and happy third Sunday of Lent. I'm really hoping that you are mindful of navigating this whole thing about praying and giving and forgiving and kind of stepping outside of yourself to recognize that you got to leave people better than you found them. And that so many times we find ourselves in situations and circumstances that we think are going to kill us. And then we realize at some point we get to look back and look forward to realize that it is those times where we really find out what we're made of. And one of the things that we love to do in our house is watch. There's just a couple TV shows that we really go out of our way to watch. Of course, many of you have been following the Olympics, which just ended last week. And there's something about those real life stories, right? Like, we love to watch The Voice. We love to, one of our new things that we can watch as a family, because there's so few things that we can watch, you know, Bob and myself with our 16-year-old daughter, that's appropriate and life-giving. Ellen DeGeneres' new game show called Game of Games, so we certainly go there for some humor. This Is Us is one of our top TV shows, at least for Bob and I. And you know what? It's all about how it leaves you feeling as a result of encountering that particular TV show. And there's just something about watching people's lives unfold and they find a victory in some profound way before the whole world. And then the coolest part is when you learn that it wasn't as easy as it looked, that it wasn't as perfect as it, you know, we perceive it to be. But there were some real struggles, some real trials, setbacks that ultimately were used to be the driving force for these major comebacks. And so the stories when we were watching the Olympics, after, of course, they take the podium, is when you really learn the backstory about injury, about setback, about, you know, loss, and realize that there is something very profound about these individuals that sets them apart in such a way that they work for something for 4 years or 8 years, or have a setback of an injury that they're told they can never do what they love doing again. But somehow they dig so deep and they do not believe what they are told, and they find themselves rising to success and overcoming things that inspire all of us. And so I'm really emotional today as I do this show, because I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what is it that drives these young people that we are watching and have watched in the Pyeongchang. I'm so glad enough to say that on national TV or international TV, however we say it, that those games. What is it about those young people that we watch? And I say young because I don't think any of them are 55 years old like me. But anyway, what is it about those people that set them apart and drive them to that greatness that seems so obviously different than what drives these people to walk into a school or a setting and take the lives of those people around them that are literally so innocent, and just the wrath of the actions of some people. Like, it's just baffling to me. If I could just get inside their hearts and inside their lives and inside their minds to understand that what drives one person to such good, as opposed to what drives one to such evil. Because here's what I believe. I believe that we are all intrinsically good. I believe that we were created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore there is a goodness, there is a greatness, and there is an accountability factor of who we become and what we're called to do. And so I'm just, how you can turn the TV on in one vein and be moved to tears with literal joy about someone that you do not even know, to celebrate their success and how you can flip the channel and sometimes don't even have to, and you encounter the exact opposite. Nonetheless, the depth of emotion, but it is such overwhelming sadness and grief for the lives that have been affected by what seems to be a completely similar age and life story and background and circumstance. Like, what drives one and not the other? For a couple of weeks, we've been talking about messes and how do we address the mess? Why is it that one person can find themselves in a mess and climb out of it and be better because of it, and another person finds themselves in a mess and they continue to make choice after choice to dig deeper into a hole that they cannot get themselves out of? I don't know the answer to that, and you're certainly not going to find it on the show today, but I know that we are all moved and have been moved in these past weeks about the actions of people and what makes them different. I don't know. Let's talk about a little bit about messes and a little bit about what it means to mentor and lead, and who is it that we are listening to when it comes to those examples. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And of course, you can find all past shows either by going to judyhair.com, my website, or to the Judy Hair YouTube channel, because Lake 96.1 is kind enough to post the shows that run on Sundays the following week for those of you who are sleeping, hungover, getting ready for church, and can't tune in at this, you know, sometimes ungodly hour of 6:30 a.m. Not everybody is as excited as me, and I'm very much a morning person, and so I get excited to be able to share my joy and love and the way God has worked in my life, unbeknownst to me, the way that the things that I thought were going to kill me have made me stronger. And really, it is those things that we go through, those times of trial and tribulation where we can't fix it, we can't control it, we have no way how we're going to get out of it. But ultimately, we can look back and realize that it was those experiences where we figured out really what we are made of and what we are capable of. You know, I have the privilege of coaching people, one-on-one coaching, most of which is done, you know, actually all of it is done over the phone. And so I have the privilege of journeying with people, and I can feel and sense the angst that they have from the beginning of our phone conversations until the end of the conversation. And the idea is obviously that sometime in the hour conversation that we have, their perspective is shifted from what seems to be hopeless to hopeful, what seems to be a waste of time to an investment of time. And ultimately, what I come to learn about so many people is we have so much in common. I mean, that feeling of, you know, who are we? What are we doing here? Are we doing enough? Do we measure up? How did we get in this mess? It's a common bond that we have as people. And while we were all created in the image and likeness of God, the fact of the matter is sometimes we just don't act like it, right? I mean, we are not intrinsically evil people. There is something. There is a switch that flipped. There is an impact that was made. There is an influence that somebody had. Something happened that causes certain people to rise to the top and other people to be defeated and take not only their life, but the lives of innocent people. Like, what is that? What is it about our mess? You know, that we tend to make bigger. I mean, the thing that I know about messes, I know we talked about this for 2 weeks, but I think that we at least need to just sum up the fact that when we're in a mess, typically we make a bigger mess out of the mess. I mean, it seems to me that when we find ourselves in a mess, and it doesn't matter. I mean, just in the last week, I can tell you about messes that have been brought to my attention by people in my family, my children, people that I coach, people in the church. The messes could be spiritual. They could be relational, financial, academic, you know, legal, you name it. We find ourselves in messes, and it seems to be that there's this pre-packaged set of choices that come with a mess that we find ourselves in that only makes the mess messier, right? We talked about the fact that God sent Jesus to address our mess, right? That's why Jesus came, because there was this big old mess. And God sent his son to speak directly into the mess, to say, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, if you do the next right thing, if you keep your eyes fixed and focused on me, the odds are your mess would be less. So what is it about our messes? So it doesn't matter what mess we face or we are facing. Typically, we're looking for the quick fix. I mean, I think it's human nature that we blame and shame. And if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be in this situation. But this show is about being honest, open, and transparent, right? And the bottom line is a quick fix is generally just a bag of tricks. It's just another way to dig deeper into that hole, right? I started off talking about the difference in a young person. I don't know why I'm so drawn to the fact that they're young, but I think when we're young, we're dumb. And these people that I have witnessed on TV recently, whether it was the Olympics or on the cop show or on the nightly news, they are young people that are navigating some spaces and places in their life and either have found themselves on platforms where the whole world is looking up to and is inspired by them, or the whole world is sitting in their family room crying over the pain and devastation that their actions have wreaked on people they don't even know. So what's the deal, guys? Like, why is it that when we're in a mess, we just can't grasp on to the fact that when we become accountable and when we become responsible, then that's usually some really great wisdom to try to get us out as opposed to digging deeper? Now, in light of some very manageable messes, many of you are dealing with conflict or messes in manageable places, right? It's always easier to have conflict at one level versus another. Other level, right? So I always like to reference my daughter Campbell. She is the fourth child in our household, the final one who's home, kind of like the last one before we're empty nesters. And my other three kids would tell you that she gets away with things that they never got away with. Now, the fact is that she is held to the same standard morally, spiritually, you know, financially, socially, all the same rules apply. But there's something about Campbell that just gets more attention than any of us. And I'm reminded of that we often say that she is the biggest mess maker. Now, since I've been talking about making messes for 2 weeks now, it's interesting to put in perspective the mess that Campbell makes as a 16-year-old and the mess that some of the people who have made the nightly news are making as 16-year-old kids. So we do want to keep it in perspective. But I can tell you that my daughter Campbell literally does nothing when it comes to cleaning up after herself. When she wakes up in the morning, she comes downstairs and she sits at the table. I am making her breakfast. Her dad is making her lunch. We literally wait on her hand and foot. Now, some of you might think that's enabling. We consider it serving. And she does not even pick up her plate. Guys, does not even pick up her plate or glass from the table. She just walks away from it. Okay. She's just like a little mess maker. And the messes she makes, while someday she's going to have to clean up after herself, it's going to make it kind of difficult for her to embrace the fact that when you make a mess, you clean it up. But the fact is the messes that she makes at this level, we can laugh about, we can kid about, and we can keep it in perspective. But we are watching people find themselves in messes that continue to get messier. And we learned in the past 2 weeks that those are opportunities for us to be students. To be students and recognize that by the grace of God, that could be us, that could be our children, that could be people that we love, as opposed to being critics, right? Because when we're a critic, we tend to judge and we look at people as either inferior to us or superior to us. And all God is calling us to do is just clean up our messes one at a time by being accountable, by being responsible, and that recognizing with him, all things are possible, and you have got to be digging that. You are journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and that is because of Cunis Country Auto Group, our almost best sponsor and favorite sponsor of the show. We'll be back after the break. Yeah! All right, so we definitely tend to clean up our messes by making them bigger, right? So every mess comes with this opportunity, this pre-packaged bag of options that are all making matters worse, right? When we find ourselves in a situation that you know, we don't want to be in, whether we inherit it, whether we slipped into it, or whether we actually navigated it intentionally in spite or whatever. There's something about just wanting to get out of it immediately. There's something about not wanting to pay the price, not willing to suffer the consequences. But instead, we allow ourselves to believe that just one more lie, or just one more loan, or just one more, right? When we really need not more, but less. Because less of a mess puts us in a place where we can navigate situations in a much different way. I was kidding around about my daughter Campbell, who makes these little messes, but the fact is that the little messes are manageable. Conflict at one level is doable. It's just normal and natural and to be expected. But when we don't recognize that what we do affects so many people, whether we realize it or not, whether we know them or not, then we find ourselves continuing to make choices that are less than God's best. Now, my friends, this is never about judgment and condemnation, because as you know, I lived in that 5-year pit of sin, 5 years of making it all about me. I did what I want, when I wanted, because I wanted to. And that 5-year pit, I was in a place where many of you have been, like you can't stand, you feel stuck, and you lost vision. I mean, that's just a pit. And I meet so many people, coach people, talk to people, am surrounded by people who have found themselves in what constitutes a pit, feeling stuck, losing vision, and moving from a place of hope to hopelessness. And so all we can do is the best, the next, the best right thing. And for many of us, it's easier said than done. I was reminded last week when I was driving around the lake about the many messes that God has kept me out of, right? So one of the things I pray over my kids is in gratitude that God protects them and that he directs them. And my biggest thing is I always pray that if my kids are led into temptation, that they'd be caught immediately. Because when we get caught at something, we generally stop doing it, right? It's when there's no consequences and the red flags are ignored that we find ourselves in situations that were much worse than they could have been. So going back to the Olympics and these other young people who navigate their life in a less than stellar way versus a very stellar way, there was a culmination of decisions that these people made from start to finish. They made similar decisions, moving them in a certain direction. And we know that destination sets the tone for travel. And when we have our mind set on getting somewhere, we typically find ourselves headed in that direction, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, right? So we make choices to that end. We know that our intentions are not enough, that our intentions have to be in alignment with our impact if it is that we want to arrive at a certain place. And so when I think about, I was driving around the lake last week and recognizing that it wasn't frozen, it dawned on me about a time when my husband picked up the kids from school. I had 4 kids at the time at St. Francis School right here in Lake Geneva, and Bob picked them up, and it seemed that he had gotten home relatively quickly. I mean, it seemed like he had just left, and next thing you know, he was pulling into the garage with the 4 kids. Well, it did not dawn on me. I thought maybe I lost track of the time. Well, I could tell when the kids walked in that something had transpired. You know that thing that happens between a parent and a kid where the parent tells the kid, like, don't tell mom or don't tell dad, you know, and I don't mean big stuff. I mean little stuff. I knew something happened between my kids and Bob. Well, it became apparent that Bob did not take the traditional way home from St. Francis. He decided to cut across the entire lake. So he drove from St. Francis and drove all the way across the lake to Fontana. Now, my friends, the mess that might have created could have been something that my husband could not have recovered from. The fact of the matter is we get protected and we have God's direction when we are listening and watching for who it is that can mentor us in the way to keep us out of those messes. I love listening to these people talk about their coaches and their parents. These Olympic athletes talked about the people that had an influence on them that was such a driving force, whether it was their parent who coached them, a sibling who they... there were two girls that played hockey together, sisters. There was a young lady I heard told her grandmother when she was 5 years old that she was going to be an Olympic athlete. Friends, what you think about is what you typically bring about. And when you think about the fact that God is working all things out for your highest and best good, the odds are you'll step into something that is the exact opposite of a mess. But it'll be something that'll be inspiring. It'll be something that will leave a legacy. It will be something that directly or indirectly calls people to more. And so I'm getting the peace sign from my buddy Kurt, who's new in studio with me. You know, I've lost a couple people now in studio with me, and now it's just Kurt and I. And I haven't been inviting Kurt onto the radio, but I think next week I'm going to invite him more into our dialogue. But as we wrap up today's show, I just want to remind you that the role model, right, the role model for leadership, the teacher of all time, the best coach ever is Jesus. He was the perfect role model for what it is that we are called to be. And sometimes just doing the next right thing may be easier for some of us and more difficult for others. But the reality is we will not find ourselves in the messes that other people have found themselves in. And we get to be students when we see that other people have found themselves in places and spaces that we do not want to go. So I thank you for Journeying with Judy. The show will be posted next week on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook. Buy my book on Amazon.com. And of course, always consider inviting me to your church or corporate office to do an event. Thanks for Journeying with Judy this week. Whether you get in a mess or not, keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.